Blog Talk Radio.
You have now tuned in to WHHJ Radio's Happy Tuesdays with your hosts, AJ, Shay Shay, and KK of SSF. Tune in every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Check it.
Your girl Shay Shay, the sun goddess, definitely helped with that. And
Yes, so we'll definitely be sharing that question of the week in a few, but for now, I just want to let you know that we also have some new music, so you'll be looking forward to that as well, like this new song by Drake featuring Soulja Boy. This is We Made It.
It's going to go through the roof, man. Oh. God damn, I'm dishing gold these days.
Soulja Boy, Drake. We made it. Turn me up just a little bit in the headphones. Worldwide. International.
We made it. Hey. We made it. Again, we made it. Hey. Damn, we made it. We made it. Hey, we made it. Hey, again, we made it. Hey, we made it.
Yeah, she said she working for Walgreens, but not in the store at the head office. Hey, hair was so good, it makes sense why you work at the head office. In 2007, I sat in the lobby of Motown and waited. Now I walk into the building and go off like,
okay, so we made it.
When I walk through these halls, man, this beat should be playing. I just came to make sure you not missing no payments. Now turn this shit down while I issue my statement. It needed a moment of silence.
So we made it.
You fly out your lady, I fly out my lady. This shit can't front on a kid anymore, man, they know what my name is. And if by chance she don't know who I am, she just know that I'm famous. I'ma just hand her a business card and say,
Morgan, we made it.
And she gotta come through the hotel and pop it off for me. Then she go text her best friend like, girl, he got some dick and money. Her friend hit her back like, I know that already, that's looking amazing. Then I send a message to both of they and say,
Morgan, we made it.
Kinda makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like both of them should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
Hey, we made it. Fucking, we made it. Hey, damn, we made it. Fucking, we made it. Hey, we made it. Hey, fucking, we made it. We made it.
Yeah. If they with me, just know that they with it and bought it. If I said it, I meant it, there's no way around it. OVO reps up, man, P-Rain is next up, why she way go crazy. When Baca came home for the holidays, I was like,
Morgan, we made it.
And all of those lawyers, I paid them. My family get all of my loyalty, all of my patience. My life for your life, man, I wouldn't trade it. I would just look at you dead in your face and say,
Morgan, we made it.
I swear that we made it. Sell off the ting, I'm a king in Jamaica. But I've been on that wave, that's why this year I tell ya, I don't need no favors. Damn, Soulja Boy, stun on them haters. And my resolution for New Year's is,
Morgan, we made it.
You don't know how long I waited. I could have been waiting on tables. My karma's amazing. I'm out in the Caymans. Rented a 12-bedroom house just to sleep all the women we came with. That's ignorant, ain't it? Sometimes I question myself when I think about the pictures I painted. Then I pick up my brush and I sign at the bottom like,
you working, you made it.
Hey, we made it. Looking, we made it. Hey, damn, we made it. I remember standing in the hood, telling my partner and my mama, everything gonna be all good. Fucking, we made it. Damn. I'm up in Las Vegas. Damn. I never was supposed to have this shit. Now my life is lavish. Every night, nigga, I'm a bad bitch. Me, we made it. Copping a Lambo cash.
The Bentley 2 times I crashed. You again, we made it. Look at them in this face. Nigga, they hate it. I look the nigga in the face. Do we made it? Told you boy, stun on them haters. In these days, I don't need no favors. We wouldn't made it. You already know, man. Phone call back to the old hood, see what's going on. And we made it.
I'm so fresh, man. Man, y'all scared to do it how I do it.
Like I'm Jordan, Molly, Molly, come swing the thing right by me. Got a drink if you wanna kiss. Got choppers if they wanna try me. Pro athlete, I'm not no wannabe. Waitress asked how many bottles, I said 23.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, that song was on Michael Made It. Featuring Miley Cyrus and Juicy J in Wiz Khalifa 23. Okay, so this is the WHHA. Happy Tuesdays. And we got that question of the week. I think I'm going to have your girl Shay Shay, the sun goddess, share the question of the week because, you know, she knows it. So, Shay Shay, what's that question of the week?
Hey, everyone. This is Happy Tuesdays with Fantasy Crew. Your girl Shay Shay, the sun goddess, speaking. I know KK just said it, but, I like to introduce myself. Every Happy Tuesdays. Man, before I get into this question, I want everyone to be bundled up wherever y'all go, wherever, especially if y'all out here late at night. Man, they say in 5 minutes outside, you can get frostbite, man. They were saying that early this morning. They still saying it. And for some reason, when I woke up, man, it was below 6. Now it's 3 degrees. It is night. There is no sun. And I'm so confused. Like, why is the degrees going up when it's night? I'm just saying, if y'all plan to go somewhere, please, just like a polar bear, get some fur on like KK or something. You got to do something. Cover up your face. They're talking about the wind. It makes the weather even colder. I mean, it makes it even colder because the wind's smacking on your face. So if it's 3 degrees, they're saying it feels like 20 below. We need safety precautions up here. Stay tuned on that weather channel. But I'm going to get into the question of the night. I mean, week. The question of the week. Oh, my gosh. I got so many shows. I'm confused. All right, so the question of the week is, if you discovered that your partner is a vampire, what would you do and why? That's right. A vampire. The bloodsuckers. The legends and the myths. Your partner is a vampire. You discovered that you were dating someone so ancient, because obviously vampires are old. What would you do? KK, you got to answer for that.
No, I don't actually. I don't know what I'd do if my partner was a vampire. I don't know. All I know is that if my partner was a vampire, he would definitely not be cold. I mean, yeah, he'll be cold, but I'm talking about in the temperature like right now, he'll be chilling. But, I have no answer for that. I'll definitely come back to y'all with it. But if you have an answer, you can call that number 323-927-2990 to the question of the week. Or you can answer it on Twitter at FCWHJ Radio Show. What's up, Shay?
All right. I got an answer for that, actually. Now, if I discovered that my boyfriend is a vampire, you know, I would try to think, well, should I tell him? Like, hey, I know your secret. I know you're a vampire. Well, if I say that and then he bites me, next you know, I'm one and I'm flapping away in the sky or something. I got wings and I'm wanting to suck blood. I don't know. I would try to think rational things. Like, right, maybe I should approach him. You know, maybe I should just leave. No. No, I wouldn't leave because they can find me. He'll find me. All right, so you know what? I'll be honest. As I will spray myself with some garlic or whatever, and I'll have one of them little steaks that I can get prepared. And I'll be like, you know what? I know your secret. You're a vampire. I know this. But you know what? It's all right. As long as you don't bite me, we're cool. Then I'll ask, hey, how are you getting your blood? You know, if people start popping up missing, I'm going to come to him like, hey, what happened to Ted down the street? Was that you? He's missing. You know, I have all these answers. I have, my imagination is so far gone. I'm going to just stop it out there. I'm going to tell you a whole goddamn story. I'm going to end up doing that. So, KK, back to you.
Man, I'm looking at some of these responses. Oh, my gosh. It's getting kind of kinky. But anyways, this is the WHHA Radio Show. Happy Tuesdays. I'm going to get back into the music for y'all. This is Beyonce's new song featuring your boy Jay-Z, Drunk in Love.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get up on me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you. Na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? bars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights, flashing lights. You got me pity, 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 baby, I want you.
I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings, but
I'm only going to get this one chance. Something's wrong. I can feel it.
It's just a feeling I've got. Like something's about to happen, but I don't know what.
If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble.
Enemy is bananas, as you say.
I'm not taking any chances.
You're just what the doc ordered.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap, box, slap, box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap. But for me to rap like a computer, must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket. My pinnacle walk when I hat cock it. Got a fat knock from that rat profit. Made a living in a killing office. Ever since Bill Clinton was still in office. With Monica Lewinsky filling on his sack. I'm an MC, still as honest. But as rude and as indecent as all hell. Syllables, killaholic.
Kill them all with
this slibbity, gibbity, hibbity, hip-hop. You don't really want to get into a piss and match with the trappity rat pack and the Mac in the back of the yak. Backpack, rap, rap, yap, 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 kitty, yak. Nap the exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing. That'll still be able to break them off of them table over the back of a couple of thick ass to crack it in half. Only realized it was ironic, I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F-bombs. Do my wrath of attack, rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad, it's actually disastrously bad. For the whack while the massively constructing this masterpiece. I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap, box, slap, box? Let me show you maintaining this shit ain't that hard, that hard. Everybody wants a key and a secret to rap immortality like I have got. Will it be true for the blueprint? Simply raging you for the blueprint. Everybody loves to root for a nuisance. Hit the earth like an asteroid, need nothing but shoot for the moon since. MCs get taken to school with this music, cause I use it as a vehicle to bust the rhyme. Now I lead a new school full of students. Me, I'm a product of Rakim, Lakim, Shabazz, Tupacin, W-A-Q, K-Dot-Rin, Yellow Easy, thank you, they got slim. Inspired enough to one day grow up, blow up, and be in a position to meet Run DMC and induct him into the motherfucking Rakim. Roll Hall of Fame, even though I walk in the church in person of all the flames. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You can't think it's all a game, till I walk a flock of flames. Off of planking, tell me what in the f*** are you thinking? Little green looking boy, so get I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. You witnessing a massacre like you're watching a church gathering take place looking boy. Boy, they that boys, hey, that's all they say looking boy. You get a thumbs up pat on the back and a way to go from your label every day looking boy. Hey looking boy, what you say looking boy? I get a hell yeah from Trey looking boy. I'm a work for everything I have, never ask nobody to get out my face looking boy. Basically boy, you're never gonna be capable of keeping up with the same pace looking boy. I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. The way I'm racing around the track, call me NASCAR, NASCAR. Dale and Hart of the trailer park for white trash god. Kneel before General Zod, this plan is Krypton. No, Asgard, Asgard. So you be Thor and I'll be Odin. You Rodin, I'm omnipotent. Let off, then I'm reloading. Immediately with these bombs I'm toting. And I should not be woken. I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating. But I got your mom deep from I'm out my ramen noodle. We have nothing in common, poodle. I'm a Doberman. Pinch yourself in the arm and pay homage, pupil. It's me. My honesty's brutal, but it's honestly futile if I don't utilize what I do, though, for good at least once in a while. So I wanna make sure somewhere in the chicken scratch I'm scribbling doodle enough rhymes to maybe try to help get some people through tough times. But I gotta keep a few punchlines just in case, cause even you unsigned rappers are hungry looking at me like it's lunchtime. I know there was a time where once I was king of the underground, but I still rap like I'm on my Pharaoh munch grind. Do I crunch rhymes? But sometimes when you combine up here with the skin color of mine, you get too big and here it comes trying to censor you like that one line I said on a back from the Mathers LP1 when I tried to step, take seven kids from Columbine. Put them all in a line at an eight. You don't catch them offering online. See if I get away with it now that I ain't as big as I was, but I'm morphing into an immortal coming through the portal. You're stuck in a time warp from 2004, though. And I don't know what the fuck that you rhyme for. Your pointless is Rapunzel with fucking cornrows. You like normal for being normal. And I just bought a new ray gun from the future just to come and shoot you. Like when Fabulous made Ray J mad. The sad city was like a gag. And they were just passing into a man while he played piano. Man, oh man, that was a 24-7 special on the cable channel. So Ray J went straight to the radio station the very next day. Hey, Fab, I'ma kill you. Lyrics coming at you with supersonic speed. Summer, lama, doom, lama, you assuming I'm a human. What I gotta do to get it through to you? I'm superhuman, innovative, and I made a rubber. So that anything you say is ricocheting off of me. And it'll glue to you and devastating. More than ever demonstrating how to give a microphone for an audience. I feel like it's levitating, never fading. And I know the haters are forever waiting for the day that they can say I fell off. They'll be celebrating, cause I know the way to get it motivated. I make elevating music, you make elevator music. Oh, he's too mainstream. Well, that's what they do when they get jealous, they can fuse it. It's not hip-hop, it's pop. Cause I found a hella way to fuse it. With rock, shock rap, with dark. Don't unlose yourself, I make them lose it.
I don't know how to make songs like that. I don't know what words to use.
Let me know when it occurs to you while I'm ripping any one of these verses. The verses you curtain from inadvertently hurting you. How many verses I gotta murder to prove that if you were half as nice as songs you could sacrifice virgins to,
School flunky, pill junkie. But look at the accolades, these skills brung me. Full of myself, but still hungry. I bully myself cause I make me do what I put my mind to. When I'm a million leagues above you, ill when I speak in tongues, but it's still tongue-in-cheek. Off you, I'm drunk. Satan, take the f***ing wheel. I'm asleep in the front, pumping heavy D in the voice. Still chunky, but funky. But in my head, there's something I can feel tugging and struggling. Angels fight with devils, and here's what they want from me. They're after me to eliminate some of the women hate. But if you take into consideration the bitter hate that I have, then you may be a little patient and more sympathetic to the situation and understand the discrimination. But life can and you limits make lemonade. But if I can't battle the women, how the fuck am I supposed to bake them a cake then? Don't mistake if it's a fatal mistake if you think I need to be overseas and take a vacation to trip abroad and make a call on a face. And don't be a retard, be a king, think not. Why be a king when you can be a god?
That song was Rap God by Eminem. All right, y'all. So we got the question of the week. Also, I want to do a shout out to Slim Shakes. What is up? He's tuned in right now. This is WHJ Radio Show, y'all. I'm your girl, KK Kinsey, because of the songbird speaking. My girl, AJ, is in the building. What's up?
What up?
Yeah, man, what it do? You got the answer to the question of the week.
Yeah, I don't know all about that, for real. If he was a partner with a vampire, I don't know. I really don't. I don't. I tried to think of something real quick. I can't think of nothing. He has to come back with me on that one. I don't even know.
All right, well, we'll definitely get back to you, AJ. Okay, so, you guys, I got a lot of feed on this question of the week. A few people answered the question of the week on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at FCWHJ Radio Show. Again, that's at FCWHHA Radio Show. Let me get into these answers. So four humanities answered the question saying, we would only go out in the daytime, and he would be confined to wiring of the jaw just in case he got crazy. She said, we're going to make it work, but you're going to have to do it this way. Wow. And let me see. I'm skipping past the interesting answers, but Miss Minaj answered the question saying, ask him to break the bed like how Edward did in Twilight. Can you play boss? Okay, I'll play that for you, girl. But that is funny. She gonna be like Twilight's gonna be a whole Twilight scene. What you think about that answer, Shay Shay?
I don't know how to take that. You know what? I'm gonna be honest with everybody that's listening. I've never seen Twilight. And the whole world pauses. I've never seen Twilight. Y'all can hate me right now. Y'all can be throwing y'all phones, kicking y'all laptops, unliking my artist page. I've never seen it, and so I don't know how to take the response here. Break the bed. I mean, what did he do? Did he just like backflip on it and it broke? I mean, I've never seen it, so I don't know what scene this entails.
What about you, AJ? What do you think about that answer right there?
Wow. That's it.
Just a wow. Just a big wow right there. I love these answers, y'all. Keep it going. This is WHHJ Radio Show's Happy Tuesdays. I got your request coming up, Miss Minaj. But anyways, let me see some of these other answers. So Alternative answered the question saying that he'd make sure that he'd be sucking and sucking until he swallowed every last drop.
Of blood.
What was y'all thinking? I'm joking. What do you think about that answer, Shay Shay?
I'm gonna be honest again. I was thinking very wrong until you said blood. And so I said, oh, okay. All right.
Oh, my gosh, man. Shay Shay. Anyways, this is the WHHA Radio Show. happy Tuesday. We're all just happy here. If you want to answer the question of the week, you can call that number 323-927-2990, or you can answer the question simply by going on the Twitter and tweeting us at FCWHHA Radio Show. Again, our Twitter is at FCWHHA Radio Show. I got some more answers to the question of the week coming up, and I also have some more awesome music coming up for y'all. I look forward to it. Here goes the requested song by Nicki Minaj. This is Boss.
I'm a boss, bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss, bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss.
I employ these. They be grown men, but that little boy these. Went to cookie, so I got a chip to hoard these. But I never iPhone, Android these. Use rubbers with them, I don't ever roar these. More money than them, I'm a son, all these. I ain't shopping, but it's like I got a store these. Put them on timeout and never call these. Like girls, damn, it's my pussy. It's a holiday, play with my pussy day. Put this, put that, put taking. Pussy ride like she a Jamaican. Pussy stay warm, pussy on vacation. You lose, just need a pussy renovation. You get shit with a pussy reservation. Pussy about to get a standing ovation. Clap, clap, clap for this pussy. But I can't get this pussy to a pussy. Aw, oh, man, slow down. I'ma give you something that you can hold down. But I can't give you, I'm too ill for that. I'ma make a movie still, Kill Bill for that. Cause what the fuck, this ain't Chanel, nigga, custom down. What the fuck, I ain't smoking hot, bust me down. You the same clown that was running me down. Now you all up in the shorts cause you wanna be down. I said, rule number one, to be a boss. Never let a clown try to play you. If he play you, then rule number two. F*** his best friends and make them yes men. And get a kick and then you press send. And send a red heart and send a kissy face. And tell him that his friends love how your p*** tastes. And that's rule three, I'm the school T. My wrist look like I am a jewel thief. But that's just cause I am a boss. Now macaroni cheese and grill my swordfish. I'm a boss. Bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss. Bitch, 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 bitch. If he catch my drift, he could catch my drift. I be out in Cali running all my business is. I be out in Cali watching back my Christmas vids. Every time I f*** him, yes, I tell him this is his. Look down at it and I said this is big. Man, my game so cold, I said this is rigged. Best flow in the game, this is not a lie. Tell him this course they tease and dot they eye. I came back, this flow still boring. I said damn man, go back to ring. You know I still lead the league in scoring. You know I'm still bad and I'm still foreign. I'ma give it time to get hot. Chill out at the game, New York, a bop. If they actually got bars, it could rock. But if not, I'ma destroy chicks a lot. Oh, but on the pill, I'm an album mode. Just drop this freestyle, 45 get old. When I lay low, just be safe and sound. When I come back, they better not make a sound. I hear you when I'm back on the prowl. You is better have my money, cause I'm coming for you. Ooh, ooh. Okay, I order rich sauce. Rich cold, got a rich bitch cough. Which wanted, I go rich off. Cause you know my style getting bit ripped off. When I'm at the restaurant, rich sauce. Rich cold, I got a rich cough. Which wanted, I go rich off. And you know my style getting bit ripped off. I'm a boy. Ask Lil Wayne who the five star bitch is. Ask Lil Wayne who the five star bitch is. Ask Lil Wayne. Ask Lil Wayne. Ask Lil Wayne who the five star bitch is. Ask Birdman who the five star bitch is. Ask Young Money who the five star bitch is. Who the five star bitch is. Who the five star bitch is. Ask Lil Wayne. Ask Lil Wayne. Ask Lil Wayne who the five star bitch is.
Tomorrow. The way we live. text her back and tell her hurry. Fix that category five when I walk up in the strip club. Throw it high, make you and George wash their head. But OG's never fed us, now young fed up. Ballin' so hard, I deserve an and one. Faking so the market and I'm getting it, ain't it obviously? You a you a hoe, that's just my philosophy. And I'm known to kick it like the captain of a soccer team.
That song right there was by 2 Chainz featuring Pharrell Williams, Fed Watchin'. This is the WHHA Radio Show's Happy Tuesdays, 2014. Happy Tuesdays. Okay, anyway, the question of the week I wanted to share again. The question of the week is, okay, so what would you do if you found out that your partner was a vampire?
Vampire.
And why? Give us your reasons. Let me go to Facebook. You can like our page on Facebook. Just search facebook.com/ Fantasy Crew WHHA Radio Show. Well, anyways, I got a few answers here on Facebook. Tad answered the question saying that his friend, his girl, wants to be a vampire, and he'll run. Jay Cooper answered the question saying, good question. Sort of has mixed emotions on this topic. If she's hot, she sticks around. I'd make her bite people I don't like. What do you think about that answer, AJ?
Well, all righty then. Take advantage in a moment, I guess.
What about you, Shay Shay? Would you actually do that?
No, I would not. That'd be the most stupidest thing to do. Turn your enemies into vampires. That means they're coming after you, but they're coming after you even stronger and with more powers. They'd be crawling on the ceilings. I mean, I would not turn my enemies to a vampire at all. Then they could bite me. What's the point? Like, or just do weird things because they're vampires. They make me float or something. So, yeah, I wouldn't do that at all. I disagree with that one.
All right. Well, I got some more answers on that question of the week. Y'all keep them coming. You can definitely answer the question on air by calling the number 323-927-2990. If you already called in, simply press 1, and I will get to you so that everyone can hear your answer. Or you can answer the question on our Twitter at FCWHA Radio Show. Don't forget to visit our website. That's whharadioshow.weebly.com.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Go to space with the
got the top spot title. Spent an hour in the bathroom, walked out looking like a model. God, doing what you do, got me right there with Apollo. On the moon, Mooney's genies in a bottle. Girl, if they already got you,
boy, you made me feel so lucky. Finally the stars align. Love will have your back so easy.
Of a young visionary, a player too, you know I have some girls missionary. My black book a number thicker than a dictionary and Bible, I got it recycled. I love and I like you. 5-course meals, even though you don't mind a drive through, that's why I got you.
WHHA radio show.
And don't forget, we are Fantasy Crew.
Check it.
Else. If it ain't true, I'm with myself. You make
feel when you're not by my side. When I wake up in the morning, up under you, and only you. Oh, oh, grateful for your existence. Faithful no matter the distance. You're the only girl I see. From the bottom of my heart, please believe.
Oh, that matters to me. Yeah, yeah. Worried about nobody else. If it ain't you, I'm with myself.
You make me complete. You're all that matters to me. Yeah, yeah. What's a king, babe, without a queen? There ain't no icing. You make me complete. You're all that matters to me. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You're all that matters to me. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You're all that matters to me.
That song was by Justin Bieber. That called All That Matters. This is WHJ Radio Show with Fantasy Crew. I am your girl, KK Kendi Casa de Sombra, speaking right now in the studio with AJ. And Shay Shay, the sun goddess, is on location. All right, so Shay Shay, what is up? What do you think about the answer so far to the question of the week?
They are all funny, some are disturbing, and, you know, some just make sense. You know, some people are saying on my Facebook, they go along with it, hey, turn me into a vampire, you know, I'm sure it'd be fine. Others are saying, you know, they'd freak out and try to slay the vampire and then become a vampire slayer. There's a whole bunch of responses, and I'm loving them.
All right. Well, I'm going to share a few of the responses from my Facebook. Don't forget to like our page, y'all. Just search Fantasy Crew WHJ Radio Show. So, Dean Nice answered the question of the week. He said that I'll be like, okay, so when was you going to tell me? Ben asked, was you thinking about feeding on me and why? Because I always liked vampires since I was a youngin'. All right, so let me go to Twitter at FCWHHA Radio Show. You can follow us there. A few people answered the question of the week. DJ Goodnight answered the question saying, if I knew for sure, I would have to probably kill them, especially if we had kids. Wait, what you think about that answer, AJ?
I guess it's pretty blunt. I mean, but it's the truth, I guess.
Vampire Hunter.
But he says even if we had kids.
I don't know.
What about you, Shay? What do you think about that one?
I think it'd be pointless once you kill the vampire mother. The half vampire kids and half human kids will want revenge. Then they'll hunt them down and they'll never sleep. But you know what?
Yeah, that's
just
a movie.
Well, it could be a movie, but I mean, I see it as pointless. What's the point? I mean, has she bitten you? No. I mean, has the kids turned on you or swinging around on the chandeliers? No. I mean, so life carries on. Oh, well, she's a vampire. I mean, it'd be disturbing, you know, if you were married with kids and your partner never told you. But, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, there's nothing you can do, really.
All right, so someone's going to answer the question of the week saying, forget it. I tell him to bite me. She says, when I was a kid, I always wanted to be a vampire. Ted Coyne answered the question saying, stake in the heart, baby. Stake in the heart.
What do you think about them answers, AJ? Hey, if you don't like vampires, if you don't like your vampire girlfriend or boyfriend or something, that's what you got to do sometimes. Or if they're out to kill you or something, you know, turn to a vampire hunter.
I just read his hashtag. Said, die, you undead scum.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, he finds out. He's like, oh. Take it to the heart.
He said he don't want no Dracula.
Man, I, 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 know. I don't know if you can. No. Actually, it depends. It depends. If you've been with your partner for like 5 years, that will be hard to do. Now, if you just met this person last week, oh well, ain't no feelings attached. Shank in the heart. I mean, that's what I got to say.
Here goes a cute one. John V answered the question saying, "Make her love me enough to watch out for my sons after I die."
Aww.
That is so cute. Oh, my gosh.
That's that Twilight type stuff.
I'm not thinking about that one, Shay.
That was all right. It was all right. Yeah. No, that was nice. You know, until one day his sons just decide to turn into vampires, and then they become the Dark Lords, and then they just rule over Earth. But other than that'd be cute. Yeah.
Well, you can answer the question of the week by calling that number 323-927-2990. This is WHHJ Radio Show. Here goes Janelle Monáe featuring Miguel Primetime.
Yeah.
to those who are listening who are out of the states and cities, Jacksonville, Florida, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, this weather has nothing to do with your state nor your city. This is all the weather of Jacksonville, Florida, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So sorry to those who are listening who are out of the states and cities, Jacksonville, Florida, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Here's the weather starting off with Jacksonville, Florida. 25 is your low tonight. It's going to be cloudy. Wednesday's partly cloudy, 55 high, 42 low. Thursday's partly cloudy, 66 high, 50 low. Friday's mostly cloudy, 69 high, 61 low. And Saturday's isolated thunderstorms with 80 as your high and 61 as your low. That is for Jacksonville, Florida. Also, you got a hard freeze warning from Tuesday, 7 p.m. until Wednesday, 10 a.m. in the morning. So make sure you get bundled up for tonight. It's going to be chilly. Here goes Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania's weather. 3 degrees tonight, partly cloudy skies. Wednesday's mostly cloudy, 26 high, 22 low. Thursday's partly cloudy, 35 high, 32 low. Friday's cloudy, 43 high, 40 low. And Saturday will be raining, 53 as your high and 39 as your low. That is for Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You have a wind chill advisory until Wednesday, 9 a.m. in the morning, so look forward to that. But that is the weather for Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It looks like it's going to be pretty chilly tonight. It was 3 degrees, so make sure you have your water at least dripping or something, because you don't want your pipes freezing. Same thing that goes to you, Jacksonville, Florida. I don't know how y'all pipes are and stuff, but I have a feeling that it's not made for the cold like this. So you want to make sure that you do exactly the same thing. It's going to be chilly tonight, and it's going to be chilly until 10 a.m. for you, Jacksonville, and 9 a.m. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So, yeah, that's the weather for you guys. I have the news coming up in a moment, but for now, I'm going to get back into some more music. If you want to answer the question of the week, you can call the number 323-927-2990. Remember, that question of the week is, if you discovered your partner was a vampire, what would you do and why? This is Happy Tuesdays. I'm your girl, KK Canty Casa, the songbird. Now, the song that I'm about to play is by your girl, Shay Shay, the sun goddess. Here goes Watch and Learn.
So you think you better than me, you're not better than me. So you think you harder than me, you're not thinking clearly. So you're trying to ride, get master of my pride. You got nothing on me, see you just gonna get burned. You need to watch and learn, watch and learn. Copy my moves, we're not on the same page. A fury of a goddess, take no rest like my rage. Just learn and watch, you're mad cause you're not ever gonna be me, so you might as well stop. I'm always on top of my game, here on my level. I'm still at the bottom of the board, so grab a shovel and dig deep till you 6 feet. Cause your existence is irrelevant, you're dead and gone to me. Got money on my mind, I don't have the time to look over my shoulder, you see you still behind. If you wanna compete with me, you know where I be. I'm always with my squad, that is Southside family. So you think you better than me, you're not better than me. So you think you harder than me, you're not thinking clearly. So you trying to ride, head master of my tribe. You got nothing on me, say you just gonna get burned. You need to watch and learn, watch and learn. Watch and learn, watch and learn. You need to watch and learn, watch and learn. Can't get like me, I am just that cocky. I'm about to be and nobody can stop me. Just try, so watch me as I speed with the speed. I hope you can look back cause I'll be gone in a blink. So just think, man, how is Shay Shay so correct? I wanna be just like her, but I'm always second best. This ain't a test, sucker, can you hear me now? You'll never be good at me, sorry to bring you down. Write a song to all my fakers, a song to all my haters who wanna put me down, then also want my paper. I said this song to all my fakers, this song to all my haters who wanna put me down, then also want my paper. So you think you better than me, you're not better than me. So you think you harder than me, you're not thinking clearly.
so you tryna rap. Came after my tax. You got nothing on me. Yeah, you just gonna get burned. You need to watch and learn. Watch and learn. Watch and learn. Watch and learn. You need to watch and learn. Watch and learn. Watch and learn. Watch and learn.
Jump on YouTube, cause you know we got that dance floor crazy. Hey, my
I got a caller who's ready to give out some shout-outs. What's up, caller?
Hey, this is Cocky Dome 1C. What's up?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I just wanted to shout-out Joseph Dreams. His new mixtape, Broken Dreams, coming soon.
All right, all right. That sounds interesting. He should probably get booked on the radio show so we can advertise that for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we can play some of his dance. How's that sound, AJ?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, all right. Well, thank you. You want to answer that question of the week before you hang up?
Just wishing everybody a happy new year, and hope everybody's doing all right. This music's hot.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned.
All right. Bye.
What do you think about that? Yeah. Yeah, it's good to, yeah. All right, so that question of the week is, what would you do if you discovered that your partner was a vampire? Call the number 323-927-2990. Again, the number 323-927-2990. This is WHHA Radio Shows. Happy Tuesdays. Hey, your girl, Shay, the sun goddess. I think I got an answer, finally, to the question of the week. You ready?
Thank God. Yes, I always am.
All right. So what would I do if I discovered that my partner was a vampire? For one, I'd be freaked out because I'm germophobic, and you're a vampire, which means you drink blood. And I'm like, where the heck did you get that from? Not only that, you've been kissing me. You're my partner. And ew. So I'd be very freaked out, more upset than anything, because if you're my partner, you have to make sure that you be truthful to me because, you know, that's why I liked you. But, yeah, so that's my answer. What do you think about that?
So the only thing that you would be concerned about out of all the things in the universe to be concerned about a vampire is the fact that when he drinks blood from wherever or whoever, that he kisses you. That is your only problem. People, are you hearing this? That is KK's only problem with a vampire boyfriend, is that, ew, I'm germophobic, so if you want to drink somebody's blood, which could be Bob down the street, I don't care. As long as you don't kiss me with those lips. Oh, my God. Okay, you made my night.
Well, Yvonne answered the question on Twitter at LCWHJ Radio Show. Yvonne said, I will let him turn me into a vet, into one, and then we can live happily ever after.
Aww.
So cute.
I like that stuff.
Twilight. What do you think about that one, Shay?
There is no after. You're undead. You're going to be there forever. You're going to see that person forever. You're going to deal with that person forever. You're going to wake up cranky because you always see that person forever. There is no end. Once you're a vampire, you're undead. So you're stuck with whoever you're with for happily ever, whenever. I that's what I would say. Happily ever, whenever.
And Antonese answered the question. Sorry if I said your name wrong. But he said, first, I would be turned, sired, embraced, whatever is your sway. And then he says, our names will be redefined, the nightlife.
Deep.
Very deep. All right, so, y'all, we got some news. Da-da-da-da. Here goes a fun fact. Cancer cells can be killed in the blood before reaching healthy organs. Cancer cells can be destroyed in the bloodstream to prevent them from reaching healthy organs, scientists have found in a breakthrough, which could prevent 90% of deaths. Yes, more information on this story will be posted up on WHHA's website, that's WHHARadioshow.weebly.com. Now, in other news, Sony announces cloud-based gaming TV services as PlayStation 4 sales top $4.2 million. Sony has announced hotly anticipated streaming gaming and television services, along with news that it sold more than 4.2 million PlayStation 4 consoles by the end of 2013, outselling Microsoft Xbox One by 1.2 million. I'm sorry, Xbox fans, but I have to tell you, I have to let y'all know, I had it coming. I mean, come on now. I don't know about y'all, but I'm all up for PlayStation 4. Y'all had it coming. Y'all should have seen this day.
I mean, I've seen the little errors or whatever that the Xbox had and stuff like that. So it's like, what, PlayStation 4? I mean, I'm on Team Sony. I'm sorry.
Team Sony.
Sony.
What about you, Shay Shay? What you think about that one?
All right, so of course, Team Sony. Now, but listen well. I'm a gamer. If there's a game that I like on another system, still Team Sony, but I'm gonna play that game. All right, I ain't gonna let my pride get in the way. Oh no, you're not on Team Sony. If I'm not gonna play you, yeah, right. I'm a gamer. Whatever I want to play, I'm gonna play. But of course, you know. PlayStation 4 all the way, all PlayStation, Sony, everybody knew it was coming. Everyone was just in denial, you know. So that's what I got to say on that.
All right. Well, thank you so much, man. I don't know why I'm saying thank you to you, but I'm just saying, Sony. Anyway, this is WHHA Radio's Happy Tuesday. I'm your girl, KK Cassie Casa. Shay Shay is on the phone right now, and your girl, AJ, in the studio. Oh, yeah. All right, but here it goes. Let's go back to some music. Here goes J. Cole featuring TLC.
Tell me I should fix my grill, cause I got money now. I ain't gon' sit around in front like I ain't thought about it. A perfect smile is more appealing, but it's funny how this crooked, look at how far I done got without it. I keep my twisted grill just to show the kids it's real. We ain't picture perfect, but we worth the picture still. I got smart, I got rich, and I got still. And they all look like my eyebrows, thick as hell. Love yourself, girl, or nobody will. Though you a woman, I don't know how you deal. With all the pressure to look impressive and go out in heels. I feel for you, killing yourself to find a man that'll kill for you. You wake up, put makeup on, stare in the mirror. But it's clear that you can't face what's wrong. No need to fix what God already put his paintbrush on. Your roommate yelling, why you gotta take so long? What it's like to have a crooked smile.
I'm away down.
This crooked smile.
I was trying to keep me way down. And like the sun, no, you know I'm on my way down.
All the women with the flaws know it's hard, my darling. You wonder why you're lonely and your man's not calling. You keep falling, victim cause you're insecure. And when I tell you that you're beautiful, you can't be sure. Cause he don't seem to want you back and it's got you asking. So all you see is what you lack and not what you packing. Take it from a man that loves what you got. Hey, baby girl, you a star, don't let him tell you you're not. Now is it real? Eyebrows, fingernails, hair, is it real? If it's not, girl, you don't care. Cause what's real is something that the eyes can't see, that the hands can't touch, that them bras can't be, and that's you. Never let them see your friend. And if you need a friend to pick you up, I'll be around. And we can ride with the windows down, the music loud. I can tell you ain't laughed in a while, but I wanna see that cookie smile.
I'm away down.
We don't look nothing like the people on the screen. You know the movie stars, picture perfect beauty queens. But we got dreams and we got the right to chase them. Look at the nation, that's a crooked smile. Braces couldn't even straighten. Seem like half the race is either on probation or in jail. Wonder why we inhale, cause we inhale already. I ask if my skin pale, would I then sell like Eminem or Dale? But one more time for the veil, and fuck all of that beef.
let's make a meal. Hey officer, man, we don't want nobody getting killed. Just open up that cell, let my brother out of jail. I got money for the bail now, and well now. If you're asking, will I tell now? Hey, hell nah, I ain't switching cuz, man, they get a stitches now. If you was around and you wouldn't need a witness now, how you like this freaking smile?
I'm away, I'm away, I'm away down. I'm away, I'm away, I'm away down.
That crooked smile.
The one that was trying to keep me way down. Like the sun,
crooked,
know I'm
coming
way down.
Crooked smile with your style on him.
Jesus wept.
Jerome's in the house. Watch your mouth. Jerome's in the house. Watch your mouth. Your mouth. Bam. Bam.
Uh-huh, honey.
I don't feel the same, the passion, the love for you.
song right there, that song called Addiction. All right, y'all, so this is the WHK Radio Show. Happy Tuesday. We have a few more interactions. I'm going to see if Shay Shay, the Sun Goddess, got some interactions on her Facebook regarding the question of the week, which is, if you discovered your partner was a vampire, what would you do and why? Shay Shay.
All right, so be nice, answer that, but you know, KK already read that one, so we're going to move along. All right, so Marcus said, roll with her. She just wouldn't be able to kiss my neck. The good thing about she'll be home, sleep all day, and can go all night. All right, and I don't know how to say your name, so sorry if I messed it up. Winka. I would ask, what's the perks besides staying young and looking and staying up all night, then decide if we could have more fun being a vampire or staying how I am now. Yeah, well, she would decide to have a little chat with her partner. Meanwhile, everybody else wants to kill theirs.
Oh, wow. Well, anyways, I got some more interactions on Twitter. You can definitely follow us on Twitter at FTWHJ Radio Show. Plus, I have interactions on Facebook. But anyways, WHJ Radio Show's Happy Tuesday. Let's see. Someone said that they would totally go for it because vampires are cool.
Now, let me go to Facebook. So I'll answer the question saying, ask to turn me so that we could be together forever and take care of people I don't like. Revenge will be happening to all the people that hurt me. Wow. Maybe it is a good thing that vampires don't exist. But anyways, Ramel answered the question saying, I wouldn't be surprised, but to answer your question, I wouldn't do anything. I asked Ramel, you'd be completely okay with your partner being a vampire? And Ramel answered, with the chemistry me and my girl have, yeah.
Aw, that is so cute. So what do you think about that, AJ?
Twilight stuff again. Everything has to go to Twilight. I mean, Twilight sucks. I'm just joking. But anyways, this is the WHHA Radio Show. Happy Tuesdays, y'all. Happy friggin' Tuesdays. You guys, we only have, like, 9 minutes left until the show ends. I want to say thank you to everyone who tuned in to WHHA Radio Show, and thank you everyone who showed us support. This is the WHHA Radio Show. Happy Tuesdays. And just to let y'all know, y'all, we have a new follower. We had a new follower surprising follower. You can check that out on WHJ's like page, but don't forget to follow us there and like our page. That's Fantasy Crew WHJ Radio Show to find out who followed us. Fantasy Crew WHJ Radio Show. Shay?
Hey, I would like to give my shout out to everyone who listened and tuned in, called in, and all that ends. I would like to thank you guys so much, all the Twitter people, Facebook people, Weebly people, everybody, shout out to you, shout out to the fans, shout out to KK Tribes, AJ Ninjas, and my Legion, shout out to our Make Money, shout out to everybody around the world. Shout out to KK, I forgot what the heck I was going to say, you made me forget what I was going to say. Just shout out. I'm done. Shout out.
All right, what about you, AJ? Got some shout outs you like to give?
Shout out to everybody. Shay Shay just said shout out to, that's basically
shout out to everybody. Shay just said shout out to the followers, listeners, tweeters, Facebookers, you know. What else is out there? Instagrammers. There's a lot of stuff going on. What else is up here? I think there's a totally even exist. I don't even know. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all so much. Thank y'all for tuning in. And, yeah, also, you check out your boy Little KP. He put out a new song on YouTube. You can check that out, y'all. Ooh, that boy is on YouTube.
Yeah.
Just search on YouTube, I, Little KP. Shout out to Little KP. Speaking of which, Little KP's show is tomorrow, any given Wednesday. This is WHHA Radio Show. Happy Tuesdays. Here goes Rihanna. What
Happy
now?
Stronger, no, I so I take for something missing. something brand new. I put it all on you. I got a gift for you. I got this for you. A little dick for you. A big kiss for you. I got a hit for you. A big kiss for you. Let me give it to you. Baby, baby. I got a car for you. I got a whip for you. Black car for you. Ball hard for you. I know you wanna get fancy. I know you wanna start dancing.
Hey, girl, you know you're looking so damn fine. You're looking like you fell from the sky. You know you make a grown man cry. I wanna give it to you tonight and make everything you feel inside come true. Oh baby, I make it so 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 amazing. I give it to you.
I got one more caller who is ready to answer the question of the night. What's up, caller? How you doing?
Yo, yo, yo. Soup the dip in the building.
You're ready to answer that question of the night? Of the week?
Let's go.
All right, so the question of the week is, if you discovered your partner was a vampire, what would you do?
I either kill him or become one.
Oh, wow. So why would you become one? Why would you become one?
So I could... Wait. The partner... Let's cover my partner is a brand new... You're talking about my girl, right?
Yes.
Well, I become one so I can live with her. Because I ain't going to be able to live whatever I ain't one. So, it's one or the other. I'm going to have to eliminate her, or I'm going to have to become one.
All right. Well, thank you so much for answering the question of the week. Any shout-outs you'd like to give?
Yeah. Shout-out to the Quip, Coyopolis, North Side, South Side. Shout-out to Flip the Dip. Shout-out to the DJ on the radio show for me with that question.
All right. Well, thank you so much for answering the question of the night. Remember, y'all, to make every Tuesday a happy Tuesday. Good night.
Thank you for tuning in to Fantasy Cruise WHHA Radio. Remember to tune in every Tuesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Also, don't forget to check out our website at whhharadioshow.weebly.com. Weebly with two E's, weebly.com. That is whhharadioshow.weebly.com. Check it.